I'm Erin Holt, and this is the Functional Nutrition Podcast, where we lean into intuitive functional medicine. We look at how diet, our environment, our emotions, and our beliefs all affect our physical health. This podcast is your full-bodied, well-rounded resource. I've got over a decade of clinical experience, and because of that, I've got a major bone to pick with diet culture and the conventional healthcare model. They're both failing so many of us. But functional medicine isn't the panacea that it's made out to be either. We've got some work to do, and that's why creating a new model is my life's work. I believe in the ripple effect, so I founded the Functional Nutrition Academy, a school and mentorship for practitioners who want to do the same. This show is for you if you're looking for new ways of thinking about your health and you're ready to be an active participant in your own healing. Please keep in mind this podcast is created for educational purposes only and should never be used as a replacement for medical diagnosis or treatment. I would love for you to follow the show, rate, review, and share because you never know whose life you might change. And of course, keep coming back for more. Hello, friends. How's everybody doing out there? At the time this is going to be published, I will be in Florida. Sunny St. Augustine, soaking up the rays of sun. At the time of recording, I'm looking outside at the April skies of New Hampshire, and it's cold, and it's dark, and it's rainy, so I need that sunshine. Anyway, 2 weeks ago, I talked about three things to do if you are starting your business from scratch, and I cannot even believe the feedback I received from that show. I was so excited to get it. I was so excited that you all thought it was so helpful. I shouldn't say you all, but many of you thought it was so helpful. That makes me so happy. So today, I'm going to share another recording with you that is kind of talking about how I approach the business in product creation, more on the energetic side of things. So 2 weeks ago, we kind of talked about like practical strategies, boots on the ground work. And today is more of like how I carry my energy throughout running a company, making decisions, creating offerings, so on and so forth. So this is a recording from when I went live in the Manifest Your Wealth group. We have a private group for Manifest Your Wealth. P.S. I'm going to be opening that back up again May 1st. So stay tuned for that. May 1st, we're going to open it up and you can join the group. You can join the group. So I was answering questions about a brand new offering I have called Impact. Impact is an 8-week course for business owners and entrepreneurs and healers. And I'm going to teach you how to identify your true brand identity, create or refine your signature offer, attract your dream clients, and set yourself apart in your industry. And we're going to do it in an altogether new way. I promise you, it's going to be an altogether new way. I first opened up Impact to the folks in Manifest Your Wealth, and within a week already, half the seats are filled, including half the VIP spots. So if you're interested, I probably would sign up now. We officially begin May 7th, but I know that the seats are going to fill up before then. So anyway, offering Manifest Your Wealth, offering Impact, creating both of these programs, the whole experience has been so fascinating for me because I am truly just following my inspiration, what is really on my heart to create. I'm just kind of going for it. And in doing so, I've watched this whole new arm of my audience emerge. It feels like as I am building out a new paradigm of health and healing, I'm also building out a new paradigm of business. And it's not because I set out to be a business coach or to be a personal brand or anything of that. I just kept following. I just keep following the next right step, the next right move, what feels good to me, what am I excited about creating? For those of you who did Manifest Your Wealth, it's like I say, we're really good at asking what value does our work bring others, but we also have to ask the question, what value does our work bring to us? And I keep creating things of value for others, but also for myself. As I'm creating this, I am filling myself up. I'm excited. I am honored to be able to do this work. And I think people see that and they feel that and they want more of it. This is not I didn't just set the end goal. I'm like, I'm going to be a business coach. I just am following my path. And in doing so, I've built this beautiful business. And I really genuinely want to share how I've done it and how I continue to do it, how it continues to grow and to evolve. The other thing that's it's really interesting to me, Manifest Your Wealth, I designed that for practitioners, not because it's a course that only practitioners can take, but I had practitioners in mind. All of the practitioners that listen to the show, follow me on social media, and are interested in FNA, my Practitioner Training Academy, I teach you in month six how to make money, to pay off FNA. I'm like, what if I just moved that out in front and allowed you the opportunity to learn all of these things before? And we had, of course, some practitioners who signed up, but the vast majority of people, over 200 people signed up for that course, the vast majority were not practitioners. And I was like, oh, that's so interesting. And then Impact, same deal. I just thought, okay, my audience is half, you know, there's a part of my audience that people just looking to better their health. And then there's the other part of my audience that are practitioners. And Impact is not teaching you how to get healthy. It is literally teaching you how to build out a business or to grow your business in a way that feels true to you. And I think there's only a small handful of practitioners that have signed up for that. So there really is this other arm, which are just entrepreneurs who are looking for a new way. They're so hungry for it. They're so thirsty for it. They're like, I need a new way of doing business. This doesn't feel good to me anymore, you know? And I can tell you the way I'm doing this, it feels so good. It feels so good to do it this way. I will just do a little like riff-a-rooney on this pattern that I've seen where practitioners, health practitioners are, I would say, and I've talked to other colleagues about this, so this isn't just what I'm seeing, but health practitioners tend to be a lot more willing to invest in continuing education than they are in their own business growth. And this is not a critique or a judgment or anything. It's just, it's really an observation. And by the way, as health practitioners, I think you should be investing in your continuing education for sure. That's important. And part of that is maybe not seeing yourself as a viable investment. You know, I talked about that on episode 299, where we talked more about money mindset. Maybe just not seeing your, like the ROI on you, not being willing to invest in your potential growth in terms of business. But I think maybe more so, depending on the type of health practitioner that you are, you can get stuck in the kind of institutionalized model, whether that's the insurance model or the hospital model, the clinical model of like, kind of like, this is how it's done. So you can be stuck at that level of thinking. This is how it is done. And with entrepreneurship, it really requires that you break out of any way of this is how it must be done. Because if I think if you bring that into business ownership, into entrepreneurship, it can start to feel like graspy energy, like you're grasping at, you're trying to unlock the exact right code. You're showing up in places and spaces like online trainings, masterminds, coaching containers, grasping for the exact right way, the exact like three-step process. And I mean, I've certainly been there. It was specifically when I hit seven figures, I started telling myself a story that what got me here wasn't going to get me there. And so I tried to move from being internally guided to externally guided. And it flopped pretty much every single time. Like I hired the experts, tell me what to do, show me the exact right step. Every single time I tried to do that, it flopped. Thinking someone else had the answer to my growth, believing that someone else's roadmap could get me exactly where I needed to go. So I had to come back to myself. I had to come back to my own center. I had to come back to my own heart. I had to come back to my own instinct. I had to open myself up to receive inspiration, my divine downloads, as I call them, right? I had to come back in contact with myself and something greater than me. And the reality is that business trainings don't help you tap into your unique imprint, your specific coding, your individual frequency, your signature frequency, but that's what we need. That's what we need to do. That's how we don't get lost. That's how we stay creating content, creating programs, creating offerings, creating work that feels good to us. That is the ticket. And that's really what I want to teach you how to do in my new course called Impact. And I'm not going to tell you that this is the only business training you will ever need, because I don't believe that to be true. But I will tell you that this is a repeatable process that you can use over and over and over again. Every single time you level up or build something new, no matter what level of your career you're at, you can weave it into any other business strategy that you do. And we do need strategy, to be clear. I think business, we need strategy, we need mindset, and we need an energetic template. Say what? An energetic template. This is exactly what Impact is going to teach you how to do, how to nurture and grow your company with the most integrity, the deepest connection to intuition and alignment. All those buzzwords, we're going to make them real. Because how can you do what's in alignment if you're not connected to your center, if you're not connected to your core? It starts with you. You're going to hear me say that in this recording. It starts with you. It starts with your energy. You go first. Your energy goes first. Your energy has to lead. So you better have a pretty strong connection with you, or the whole thing comes tumbling down. So anyway, that's what we're getting into in today's episode. I did want to preframe it because you'll hear me talk about Impact. So in case you were like, what the heck is she talking about? That's what the heck I'm talking about. I do mention a bonus. The bonus has already expired by the time you're hearing this. Sorry, I wanted to offer it to my Manifest Your Wealth babies for leaning with me, for rocking with me, for going for it, for trusting me enough to walk them through the Manifest Your Wealth experience. Reminder, Manifest Your Wealth is opening May 1st and Impact is currently open. We start May 7th. So join all the programs, have all the fun. Let's grow our business together. I love you guys. And I hope you enjoy the show. Oh, PS, all the links to sign up are going to be in the show notes. I'm not going to read them here because we're going through some website updates and I don't know the URLs, but they will be in the show notes. Okay. Bye. Get ready to conquer your to-do list with Ned's Brain Blend. You know I love me some brain help. This powerful USDA certified organic tincture blends equal parts CBD and CBG with brain-boosting botanicals and medicinal mushrooms, providing functional support for improved clarity, focus, and mental performance now and further down the road. Ingredients include MCT oil, full-spectrum hemp, ginkgo, gotu kola, bacopa, Siberian ginseng, lion's mane, and lemon. Become the best version of yourself and get 15% off Ned's products with code FUNK. Go to helloned.com/funk or enter code FUNK at checkout. That's HELLONED.com/FUNK to get 15% off. Thank you, Ned, for sponsoring the show and offering our listeners a natural remedy for some of life's most common health issues. This one is for my low-carby Barbies. If you're struggling with headaches, muscle cramps, or fatigue on a low-carb diet, you are probably low in electrolytes. This is for two reasons. One is that whole foods, keto, or low-carb diets are low in sodium. When you cut out packaged foods, you basically cut out your main dietary sources of sodium. Also, you excrete more sodium in a carb-restricted state. But the good news is that replenishing electrolytes can really rectify symptoms pretty darn quickly. Element is my personal electrolyte of choice. It's super yummy, has everything you need and nothing you don't. The reality is every single person needs electrolytes, but if you're active or you're on a low carb diet, you really extra need electrolytes to feel and perform your best. Right now, Element is offering my listeners a free sample pack with any purchase. That's 8 single serving packets for free with an Element order. It's a great way to try all the flavors, or you could share them with a friend. Get yours at drinkelement.com/funk. That is drinklmnt.com/funk. Element offers a no questions asked refund so you can try it risk-free. Okay, hi. I'm going to chat about Impact. We've received some emails and DMs and questions about it, so I figured I might as well just go live, answer some questions, tell you what it's all about. I see, right, of course, as soon as I go live, I see my husband pulling into the driveway with my daughter. So I might be interrupted, but I have the sound machine on. That's like our code word. That's like the sock on the door handle.
when I have my sound machine on, it hangs from the door handle outside my office. And she knows, like, mom's working. So we'll see if it works today. Even if you're not interested in impact, this might be a video to watch, to listen to, I don't know, while you're chopping dinner or something, because I'm just going to kind of talk you through some of the ways that I do business. And, you know, not for nothing, people pay me like a lot of money to hear me talk about this. And I'm just going to tell you for free, 99, what I do. But the reason that I'm coming on today is because the bonus offer is going to expire on Friday. So I want you guys to feel like, rather than wishy-washy, I want you to feel really like, I know that I want this, or I know that I don't. So you feel good to make a decision before the bonus runs out. So we're going to talk about impact. And there's a couple of different ways that you can approach business. In my experience, talking to business owners and entrepreneurs and like just hustlers, some people kind of clock the end goal. They're like, this is what I know I want to create. Some people start a business with an exit strategy in mind. I'm going to grow this thing so that I can sell it. I think that's great. I can't personally relate to that. I'm like Leo DiCaprio and Wolf of Wall Street. I'm more like, I'm not fucking leaving. I'm never fucking leaving. Like, this business is everything to me. So I can't imagine exiting it. It is not a plan for me. Permission to change my mind, but that's how I feel now. But some people have this goal, this end goal. I'm going to scale to this. This is what I'm planning to do. And then they kind of reverse engineer. In order to do that, I have to do X, Y, Z. That has never been the way that I've operated. It's not wrong. It's just not the way that I've operated. So what I pretty much always do is, okay, what is on my heart to create right now? What am I feeling called to do? What am I feeling inspired to do? I do believe that I am in co-creation with something bigger than myself. And when I create the space to open up the lines of communication, I'm pretty much always inspired. I never don't have ideas, you guys. I have so many ideas and not enough hours in the day. So inspiration is, it's just always streaming in. And I act on that inspiration. So I believe that when we do the thing that lights us up, it starts a chain reaction. It's very attractive. It's very magnetic. People want to be around that. People want that. And I truly, truly, truly believe that that is the secret to my success. Recently, I've been asked to be on a lot of different podcasts and just talk about my business. And so there's a lot of questions coming at me about how I grew my business. So I've had a tremendous amount of time to reflect on this. And that's kind of it. I follow what's on my heart to create. It kind of reminds me of a Danielle Lepore quote. The journey has to feel the way you want the destination to feel. So some people are just waiting for the destination, waiting to get to the destination to feel the way that they think they're going to feel when they get to the destination. But I'm like, okay, how can I feel good right now? How can I do things that feel good, that light me up right now? That's where Manifest Your Wealth came from. I think I've told you guys that. It's like on paper, I'm like, this is a crazy idea. This is a crazy idea. Crazy timing. I'm going to do it anyway because it feels fun and it's coming through me. So let's go. And man, that was really, I'm so glad that I did. So that is my aim with impact, is to teach you how to do that. Teach you the ways to channel that. Teach you how to carve out the space for that. Teach you to receive the inspiration and then put it into action, implement the inspiration. That's really what impact is all about. And for those of you guys who are here live, if you have questions for me, please don't hesitate to type. I can see the chat. So our energy goes first. So that means it's our responsibility to kind of harness and refine our energy, because our energy goes first. One of the things that we'll do in impact is a business audit, but not in the way that you might think. there, it's a series of questions, and it's a series of like truths that we have to get to and be honest with ourselves. And this is something that I'm constantly doing. I'm constantly refining and curating. I'm doing this all of the time in my business, you know, every quarter, every 6 months, every year at the very least, just to make sure that I'm still on track. And so one of the questions, it's really basic. It's what in my business is draining me right now? And P.S., you could do this for your life too. For those of you who have done your hormone revival with me, you know that we do this life audit. So one of the questions, what in my business is draining me right now? So I just did this because I'm always taking myself through the process of impact, to be clear. So last week I got out my journal and I was doing the old prompt skis. And I was like, what in my business is draining me right now? And the very first thing that I wrote down was the name of my social media team. Because it has just been a clunky fit. We hired them end of last year, maybe November-ish. And we just still had not found our rhythm. And both of us knew like it's not working. It's not fun for either of us. I'm like overly involved in the process. The promises that were made were not being delivered. It was not. Like they knew that they were falling short. That's never a good feeling. Every single time I saw a notification from them, I was like, oh, I like felt tension in my body. But I'm like, I don't have a plan B. So I'm like, we're just going to keep on keeping on. But truly that was draining my energy. Like when I thought about my business, I'm like, that is the one thing that is the leaky faucet. 4 days later, like without incident or accident, like nothing happened. 4 days after I wrote that down in my journal, I got an email from the owner who said, I think we're done here. I think our time here is complete. And you know, sometimes when you get those emails, it's blindsided. I was not blindsided. I was like, So this is what I mean. Our energy goes first. We have to get super crystal clear on what we need. And to be clear, I'm like, I don't know what I need in replace of that. I just knew, my energy knew, my body knew, my nervous system knew, my higher self knew, my future self knew, this ain't it. And you're not doing anything that you need to do to get out. So we're going to swoop in and we're going to do it for you. And that is the power of getting crystal clear with your energy. So that was, I think that was on Friday. And then on Monday or today, you know, within the past 24 hours, I get an email from my marketing agency. So this is a separate agency. My marketing agency are like, oh my God, I love them so much. I cry when I think about them because I just love them so much. They're amazing and they're incredible and they're kind and they care and they're invested and just the best. And I thought that I was maxed out with them. Like I didn't think that they could take on any more than they were currently taking on for me. And they sent an email being like, hey, we have the bandwidth to do more for you guys. Like, do you need that? And I was like, oh my gosh, I do. And this is the perfect time. So when we get clear, and I wasn't like, oh, this is exactly what I need. I need exactly this position. I need exactly this many hours. I'm not talking about that type of specificity. I'm talking about clarity. What would it feel like to be supported? I've identified it. This doesn't feel good. This is causing me stress. This is draining my battery. So what would feel better? What would it feel like to have the level of support that I need for marketing? What would that feel like? And I can create that in my body. I can create that experience in my body. And then I open up to that and I change my filter. So I stop looking for all the ways that it's not working. And I say, I'm willing to see this a new way. I don't know the exact specific match, but I'm opening myself up and I'm trusting that the exact specific match will drop in. It's like all the principles we talk about in Manifest Your Wealth, right? This is how I run my business. This is it. So when people are like, I want to crack the code. I want to pick Erin's brain. I want to figure out exactly how she does it. I think people are looking for like the exact recipe, the exact science, the exact step-by-step process. I don't have that to share with you. I don't have that to give. That is not how I've done this. That is not how I've built a successful, highly profitable. I want to capitalize on that part to like really highlight that, because we can talk about numbers and revenue and sales. That is not the same thing as profit. My company is highly profitable too. So I enjoy it. I love my life. I deliver medicine into the world. I get to, you know, allow people to thrive. And we get to make money. All of it. Everybody wins. Everybody wins, right? It's that same concept. But this is how I do it.
This episode is brought to you by our show sponsor, Organifi. If you're interested in hormonal health, I suggest you check out their Harmony Blend. It was specifically designed for PMS support to help balance out female hormones and to give you a little energy boost with the adaptogenic herbs that they use, like shatavari and maca. So it's a cacao and maca blend. I happen to love those two flavors together. So tasty. We also have ginger and turmeric added to the mix. So it's kind of like a spicy treat. Chase tree berries also featured, which is an herb that has been long shown to support female hormones. So I highly recommend that product. It's really tasty, great for post-meal sweet treats. You mix a little bit with either hot water. I personally like it with non-dairy milk. And if you're somebody who has a sweet tooth, check them out. Head to Organifi.com/funk. So that's Organifi.com/funk, or use code FUNK to save you 20% on any of your orders. This episode is brought to you by Qualius Analytic from Neurohacker. All right, so I started noticing some gray hair this year. I'm 39, and this is the year that I'm like looking in the mirror and being like, oh, okay, things are happening. And so I started looking into longevity support. I'm a low maintenance Larry. I don't like getting my eyebrows done. I don't like getting wax. I don't like getting my nails done. I don't like getting my hair done. So the thought of having to dye my hair, because I am not trying to go gray yet, but the thought of having to dye my hair, I'm like, come on. So I started looking into supplements that could potentially slow the aging process in your girl. And that's when I found Qualius Analytic. I like it because you take it just 2 days out of the month. It's not an everyday supplement. But it packs in 7 of the most science-backed senolytic ingredients to support a better aging process. If you're in your late 20s or older, adding Qualius Analytic to your routine can play a crucial role in aging symptoms. Reducing gray hair, I don't know, maybe stay tuned. I'll keep you posted. But if you want to try it out, go to neurohacker.com/funks for up to 50% off Qualius Analytic. As a listener of the Functional Nutrition Podcast, use code FUNKS at checkout for an extra 15% off of your first purchase. So neurohacker.com/FUNKS.
So that's what Impact is all about. And for the folks who are asking for more details, totally understand the question. I might not have the level of detail to share with you that you need to be comfortable making a buying decision yet. So let me talk you through how I create programs. I have an idea and it goes bloop and it downloads in. And usually for like 2 days to a week, I am working around the clock like a maniac, like compulsively getting the ideas out of my brain and onto paper. And so that's how Impact landed. Eagle has landed. And then from there, so I have this concept. Then from there, I float the concept out, like proof of concept. Does anybody want this? So I open up the cart, and depending on how many people say yes, I get to decide, okay, people are into this. Okay, whoa, okay, people are really into this. And then from there, we set the dates, we arrange it, and I allow the rest of the program to download in. P.S. I'm going to teach you this in Impact too, but I allow the program to download in. And so we have like a rough idea of what it's going to look like, but we also allow it to, based on who's in the container, based on the energies there, based on what's channeling on through, we kind of allow it to unfold. For any of you that were in my Manifest Your Health program, health with an H, you know exactly this. That sales page like had like 4 words on it. It was like, I don't know what we're doing. It's something new, something kind of cool. It's a little jazzy. You might like it. And people are like, cool, that's enough information for me. I'm in. And based off of that, we built a beta program. But I really allowed that program to take shape as I taught the program. And then by the time we had a second group, I could fill out that sales page with more details because I knew what details to convey. So it's kind of the same deal with Impact, is that like the details are gonna fill themselves out as we create the program together, as we're in the container together. This is why the sales page says verbatim, this program is not for you if you prefer to be told what to do rather than self-source your answers. Because if you are somebody who needs that, this program is probably not going to feel like a great fit for you. And I want to be really clear about that up front. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's absolutely nothing wrong with needing the step-by-step template to follow. If that's how your brain works and that feels so good and so nourishing for you, definitely have that. Like, it's great to have that self-awareness and it's important to meet our needs. But I'm not going to deliver that in impact. So this is kind of like training wheels. Like, can I make a decision without saying, Erin, here's all of my backstory. Do you think this is a good fit for me? It's a good way to practice based on all the information I've already received, based on the feeling inside of my body when I think about this program. Does it feel aligned for me? Am I getting an internal yes, or am I getting an internal no? And can I trust whatever is coming up for me? And so that's why I really, really encourage folks to make a decision about impact based on that internal feeling, because it's so much of what we're going to cultivate within the program. So if you need me to say, yes, Sally Jo, based on everything you've told me, this is the exact right program for you, I'm never going to be the person to do that. I'm never going to be the person to be like, hey, you do my program. In fact, the way that my sales go, and again, we'll talk about this in impact, about discovery calls and overcoming objections, I don't overcome objections. If you're coming to me with objections, I'm going to be more likely to say, yeah, if you're objecting the program, the program's probably not a good fit. I'm not a hard sell. I'm more like, I'm going to build out this thing. I think it's bitchin'. I think it's phenomenal. I'm going to put as much information on the sales page as I can that I have at this time. And then you get to discern, is this a good fit for me? We're always happy to answer clarifying questions. So I never want people to feel like they can't ask questions, but that's usually my sales process. It's not like I'm going to chase you down and try to convince you of why this work is so good. And especially if you've been through Manifest Your Wealth, you kind of know my teaching style by now. Like, did it land for you? Yeah. If so, impact is probably going to be a vibe for you. Did you hate it? I don't think you'll like impact, most likely. So let me give you some of the details that I do have. So the first 4 weeks when we're in class together, we are going to work on more of the energy principles. It's going to be more like transmissions. Like, I'm going to kind of like teach in a very similar style, in a very similar way to Manifest Your Wealth. We'll be on video. Because the videos are going to be like an hour and a half to two hours, what we're going to do is chunk those up and then make them in podcast format too, just in case you prefer that learning style. I love that learning style. I love to like be able to listen on the fly. So you'll get like a long video and then you'll get like the shorter audios too, because these are definitely things you'll want to listen to like a few times over. It's like every time you listen, you'll kind of like receive a different layer. And I love coming back to these type of programs when you're in different phases of your life or different phases of your business, because you're going to hear different things every time. It's like kind of my favorite part about this work. So we'll do some self-inquiry. We'll do guided energy work, where I will like take you through the process of like teaching you how to clear other people's energy out of you, out of your business. I like do a lot of my business with my eyes closed in my head. I'm kind of like tuning into the energy of things. What does this offer need for me? I'm in the middle of two launches right now. So I'm always tuning in, like, what does this offer need for me? What could I do? And that's how I'm like getting inspired to take the next move. And so I'll teach you that whole process. And then we need to move into implementation, where we're turning those insights into action. Because yes, we can do our business in our head, but it can't just stay there. It doesn't help anybody if all the ideas just stay here. So all the downloads, all the guided insights, all the inspiration, then we have to like put that into action. And so I see the second 4 weeks as being more action oriented. I consider them like workshops a little bit, like be prepared to work. Like we're gonna set the space so you can like kind of tear into stuff. I'll be there if you need to like bounce ideas, but we're going to set the space to create your own signature offer, to create your messaging, to figure out who is your like soulmate client, like the person that you just like love, like you get so excited about working with. Sandy I just saw Sandy, she might have left already, but like I got to work with Sandy one-on-one a few years ago. Like I got excited when she was on my calendar, like she was good shit, you know, like those people. How do you call in those people that you just click with, you just align with, you're just like, yes, everything's hitting. But I think what we do in business is we go backwards. You know, people try to create their signature offer without knowing what their signature is. People try to hone their messaging without knowing what their message is. So we have to start, remember, energy comes first. We have to start with energy. Your energy leads. So we have to make sure that that's pristine. There's clarity there. We have to understand what our mission is. We have to understand what our why is. I hate to say why, it's a little overused, but like, why are we doing this? You know, what's our calling? We have to understand that first, and then we can translate it over into a bitchin' offer or offers, into how we write copy, how we communicate with people, you know, into a launch. I've already, since I wrote the sales page, I've already reorganized some of the weeks. So I think the final week is going to be like kind of walking you through a launch. How do I launch this? I just built this thing. How do I get it out into the world? How do I hard launch it? Like Kristen Cavallari and her new 23-year-old boyfriend. How do we do that? That's what I want to teach you. So I think I'm looking at my notes just to make sure that I hopefully answered all of the questions that came in. If you are not an entrepreneur and not a business owner, is this program right for you? I don't know. I feel like you could probably receive a lot of medicine from it, but in terms of creating an offer in attracting clientele, like I don't know how that stuff would translate to somebody who's not creating content or creating programs to deliver to people. If you work for somebody else within an organization, I absolutely feel that this could translate. I might proposition your boss and see if your boss will cover some of the investment of this program. Me, as a boss in my company, we have stipends for my employees for continuing education and personal development. So if one of my employees came up to me and was like, hey, could you pay for some of this? I would be like, hell yeah. Like, and remember that conversation that we had in Manifest Your Wealth about value. If you feel that this is going to bring you value and bring in that, and you going through this program is going to bring value to the organization, make sure you communicate that clearly. So that's another option. If you're not an entrepreneur, if you don't run your own business, we're also going to do, just as an aside, this is not going to be part of the program, but there's going to be some like supplemental, like modules and things on the side. And I want to get into a little bit of like subliminals. So basically subliminals, if you've never done them before, I think they're great. I record them for myself all the time, but like basically you're saying mantras or you're listening to mantras, set to music. And so it's just like kind of like baking into your subconscious. I might do a hypnosis in terms of like really getting behind your soul mission, really believing that you are here to, you know, like you're really here to deliver something good. So there'll be some of that on the side as well. So that's the long and the short of it. Hopefully I answered questions. Again, the bonus expires on Friday. So if you want Energetics of Expansion, like I said, Manifest Your Wealth to Energetics of Expansion to Impact is a strong power play. So I think that would be really, really cool, really exciting. All right, that's what I have to share. Hopefully this was helpful. Love you guys. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of the Functional Nutrition Podcast. If you got something from today's show, don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, share with a friend, and keep coming back for more. Take care of you.